We now welcome on to the call the head coach at Monmouth, Kevin Callahan. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Rob. How are you today?
I'm well. I hope you are as well. Saturday didn't go quite as planned, a 28-20 loss for your team at Lafayette. Just to, as you've gone back and looked at the tape, give me your assessment on what happened.
Well, yeah, it was a game where we really struggled to find consistency on either side of the ball. And you got to give credit to Lafayette. I thought they had a very good plan coming into the game, both offensively and defensively. And to a further extent, they executed it. You know, from our standpoint, I thought that, you know, we did not play up to the level of our expectation. We hurt ourselves with mistakes. And I think those mistakes were ultimately the difference. And, but they're the mistakes that you can't make regardless of who you're playing. I mean, we had 10 penalties on the day. Seven of them were what I classify as mental mistakes, false starts, lining up off sides. And those are the things that a very good, well-coached, disciplined team doesn't do. The other thing, we were not good on third downs on either offense or defense. And they won third down easily the other night. And then you lead to some turnovers in the first half that create a good field position for them. And, you know, it just wasn't a great day. And we gave up big plays. We turned the ball over. And they played well. They had a very good plan on defense coming into the game. They stuck to their philosophy offensively. And when you play like that and they attack us like that, it's difficult to win. You know, from our standpoint, I mean, it's a time where we really need to evaluate what we're asking our players to do. Meaning, are we asking them to do the right things and putting them in the best position to be successful?
Questions this morning from Steve Adelson. Good morning, Steve.
Hey, Rob. Hi, Kim.
Hey, Steve.
What was your message to the team this week as you got back with them after the loss over the weekend?
Pretty much exactly what I just said. I mean, it's a point where we've lost two in a row. We're not doing things or playing at a high level. Maybe that's coaching. Maybe we're asking them to do things that we're simply not capable of. Maybe we're not reinforcing what it is we want them to do on a daily basis so that we can do it on Saturdays. So as a coaching staff, as a head coach, I have to evaluate everything that we're asking our players to do. And we'll have a plan moving forward with, and it'll be a plan that not only fits who we have playing, but it fits what we want to be philosophically.
As you look at the offense, you mentioned the penalties. What has to happen, do you think, for you guys to kind of get back to that consistency, running the ball and throwing the ball?
Well, I think, you know, you specifically mentioned the penalties. We have to be a lot more disciplined, as I said. Six of the 10 penalties were false starts. You guys not being locked into the snap count, guys moving early, guys, you know, starting before, guys lining up offsides on defense. And those are just things that I think that comes down to coaching. And as a staff, we have to do a better job of coaching our guys so that we're not having those penalties. And then I think we have to look at what we're doing, you know, both offensively and defensively. Are we asking the players, our players, to do the things that fits them the best? You know, you talk about running the ball more effectively. You know, are we trying to run it too much? Are we not running it enough? Do we need to change schemes and what we're doing? Those are all the things that are up for evaluation this week.
Are you considering lineup changes in any way?
We do that every week, Steve. You know that. I mean, we're going to evaluate who's playing and who gives us the best opportunity to win, who's playing at the highest level. And we'll certainly do that again this week.
What do you see from Lehigh?
Lehigh is a team that, you know, they've lost two in a row. They've got a record that's very similar to ours at 1-3. They lost to Villanova in week one, came back with a win over Merrimack in week two, and then have had two fairly close losses to both Cornell and Dartmouth in weeks three and four. You know, they're a team that you know, they like to run the ball, but they've got a quarterback. They've used two different quarterbacks, so we're not sure exactly who we're going to see. They've got the two quarterbacks who can distribute the ball to a group of what I think are pretty talented receivers. On the defensive side, their linebackers are the guys that stand out from the video, it being very active. In their defensive line, they'll do a lot with their defensive line, mix some things up to try to get them involved as much as they can.
Terrific. Thanks, Kevin.
Yeah.
Kevin, you touched on the running game. You guys only with 59 yards on the ground. Not many people have been able to slow Jaden down over the last couple of years. Did they do anything specifically to try to take him away, or anything more than most people do?
Well, yeah, they did. They had a very good plan in place. They exchanged gaps quite a bit. They moved their guys around. We had trouble getting on and sustaining blocks. And then as I go back, we had ourselves in a lot of long yardage situations you don't want to be in. Some of that was a result of, you know, how they played on defense, but a lot of it was a result of, you know, the unforced errors that we made. And I go back to the penalties on that. You know, when you're second and 15, third and 15, first and 15, it's difficult really to get something sustained going.
The other part, seven sacks of Marquez, was that part of what you were just talking about, where you're getting in the long situations where they're kind of pinning their ears back and coming after you?
Yeah, it was. I mean, you know, they sacked them seven times. They were able to give them on the ground, but they had pressure on them. What I would call pressures another seven times. So, you know, he was under duress back there for a good part of the day. And I think that affected, you know, both our ability to throw the ball, but it affected our ability to sustain anything from a drive standpoint, mixing in the run and the pass.
On the other side of the ball, defensively, you guys had your share of where you were able to get them off the field, but they also had some really long drives in there, 74, 75, 85 yards. What were they able to do to put those long drives together when they did?
Well, you know, the biggest thing is they were able to convert on third down, and we weren't able to get off the field on third down. It wasn't getting them into the third down situations, because I thought we were fairly successful at doing that. But, you know, those are the downs you got to win and to get yourself off the field. You combine that with, you know, four or five big pass plays that they put in there on each of their touchdown drives. They had a big play. They maybe got 25, 30 yards, you know, a field position that helped improve their field position. And some of those came up on third down.
We've talked a little bit on these calls over the last few weeks about the year Dymir Miller's having. He's near the top of the country and now in catches and receiving yards. 10 for 121 and a couple of touchdowns Saturday. People know about him, preseason all-conference guy, but do you feel like he's gone to yet another level this season?
I think he has. I mean, first of all, you know, Dymir is an extremely hard worker. He's what I would call a student of the game. He's puts a lot of time in during the week, evaluating video, has a good understanding of how other people are going to play him or play us. And, you know, our offensive staff has done a good job at moving him around and putting him in different locations within our formations to best take advantage of what we're seeing coverage-wise or what we're seeing schematically. And when you have a guy like Dymir with his ability and his skills, you know, you're going to be creative in finding ways to get him the ball, and that's what we're trying to do.
Before I let you go, one more freshman kicker, Michael Calden, had a nice afternoon for you in wet conditions, 47-yard field goal, 36-yard field goal. Not the easiest situation for a freshman to go into. Just maybe talk about what he brings to your team.
Well, yeah, as you mentioned, Rob, as a freshman, we're very excited by what Michael's been doing for us. He has the ability to hit field goals from long range. He's very consistent, although earlier in the season, he did miss on a couple extra points where he hit the ball off the upright. But I think what he was able to do on Saturday night is a kind of a testament to his resiliency and his ability to bounce back. And he's a guy that takes his craft very seriously. He's always working at it. He's out there before practice. He's out there after practice. You know, he's highly motivated to be as good as he possibly can.
All right, Kevin, thanks as always for the time here this morning, and good luck on Saturday against Lehigh.
Thanks, Rob. I appreciate it.
Thank you.